Yea, a sword shall pierce thy own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's good to see you today. I've missed you. This is really good. Fabian has been, this young man right here, Fabian has been trying so hard to make it to all the mission churches this year. And he thought that this morning he wasn't going to be able to because all of a sudden Deacon wasn't able to make it. And so because of that, he thought he wouldn't be able to go. And there were, up to the very last moment, there was a frantic search to be able to find somebody to bring him. And in the end, two families agreed to bring him up. And one got there before the other one did. And, thank you, Sanchez and Johnson families, for making this possible for him. As Fabian is seeking to become a young priest, he wants to make sure that he's here present at all these mission masses to see the beauty of everything that has been here. You have a very beautiful church, and you take care of it so well. I can't even find a little bit of dust that was there on the altar that was in the back there. You've done such a good job. It's so good to be here. When we go and we explore this feast day, I want to share with you something that has come to me as I've meditated upon who our mother is, Our Lady of Sorrows. And this is something that just inspired me and struck me, especially yesterday as I was going through it so much. And so I want to share with you this. And part of it is motivated by the fact that a lot of people, many times, they come up to me and they say to me, Father, why? Why do I keep sinning? You say, why do I keep committing the same sins over and over and over again? It seems like I just can't escape from the burden of the sins that I go. It seems like I go into that confessional, I give my sins to the priest, and then it seems like, yeah, maybe things are going to go well for a couple of days or maybe for a couple of weeks, but then I fall back into that same rut, and I don't know why. Father, why do I keep sinning? Why do I find myself doing the same thing over and over again? Have you been there? It's where I am a lot. And oftentimes when people come up to me and say, Father, I can't believe I just keep falling into the sins. I just keep bringing my own same list of sins over and over again to the confessional. Why? My first reaction is to turn to them and to say, would you rather have more sins? Would you rather have bigger sins? Thanks be to God, you're struggling with these ones and not a whole list of new ones that you've come up with. But then the second thing, when they ask me, why do I keep falling into these things? You know what the answer I give them is? I don't know. Because I don't know. I have no idea why you fall into the same sins. I don't know why I fall into the same sins that I fall into. But I know something. Our Lady knows why. The Blessed Virgin Mary knows why. She knows exactly what's going on. You know, when we walk into the confessional, each of us, we have that firm purpose of amendment. That's why we're there. We have that firm purpose of amendment. We want to change our lives. We want to do something different. We want to flee our sins. We want to live a good and holy life. But then what happens is that when we get off and out of that confessional, that firm resolve that we have to sin no more, as we say in the act of contrition after we confess our sins and receive our penance, then what happens? That begins to be eroded. It begins to be corrupted in some sort of way. It eats away. We begin making those little compromises and slide back into those same sins. You ask that question, why do I fall into sins? I don't know. But I know that Our Lady knows why. Today isn't September 15th. We weren't able to celebrate the feast on September 15th this year, but that's the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows, and that's the day that the church has come to do it. And you know why it is that we choose, what Our Lady of Sorrows is all about, what the devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows is. Why do we celebrate her feast day? Do you know? You come here every year. Why do we celebrate the feast? Why do we focus on the sorrows of Our Lady? She always brings us to Jesus. That's exactly right. That's what Our Lady does. But what sacred scripture passage do we use from the Gospels to mark her feast? That's one option, actually. Yeah, we didn't use that one today. That is the first option from the Gospel of John. But when was Our Lady's sorrow first mentioned in scripture? The first time that word sorrow, that word suffering, is used in relation to Our Lady in scriptures? It's in the passage that we just read for you from Luke chapter 2. There in Luke chapter 2, verse 35, what's going on there? It's Simeon. Saint Simeon, Holy Simeon in the scriptures is there. Remember, that Jesus is being brought as this little baby on the 40th day of his life, same day in which we're to have all of our children baptized by. On that 40th day of life, what happens is that they brought Jesus to the temple. And Simeon was there. Remember, he was that holy soul that God had promised that if you, don't worry, you're not going to die until you see me. You see my way of salvation revealed. And so God making that promise, he waited night and day in the temple, just like St. Anna, who was there, the other prophetess who was there. And when he encounters the baby Jesus, he has that beautiful canticle that he says that we pray every night before we go to bed. But then he turns to Our Lady specifically, and he turns to our Blessed Mother and says this. He says, "This child will be the cause of the rise and the downfall of many here in Israel. He will be a sign of contradiction." He says, "And your own soul, Mary, a sword shall pierce, so that the secret thoughts of many may be made known." That's why we have the image of Our Lady there with those seven swords piercing her heart, that Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. Our Lady's soul was pierced by the sword that was at the foot of the cross of the crucifixion when she saw her son crucified, but she willingly accepted that sacrifice. She united herself so much to her son and to his sacrifice completely. And that reminds me of the movie The Passion of the Christ. Have you seen the movie The Passion of the Christ? There's this beautiful scene that's there that gives us a real semblance. Look, we only see it in a shadowy way there because it was way more intense in reality. But we see there in The Passion of the Christ where the Blessed Virgin Mary, she's there at the foot of Jesus and she asks him, "Please take me with you." She says, "Don't leave me." Why is she saying that? She's saying that because she loved Jesus perfectly. She loved Jesus the way... she loved Jesus the way that you and I really want to love Jesus. She doesn't want to be without him. Yes, she can make it there. She can be there at the foot of the cross, seeing the suffering, everything that's poured out for our salvation there, her own son being crucified in this brutal way and mocked by others who don't recognize he just... that he just wants to bring them forgiveness. She can take all that, but she can't take not being with him for the rest of her life. She can't imagine having God within her, caring for God, being with him at every moment of his life, and then somehow having him being ripped away from her. That's too much. And seeing that suffering, as terrible as it is, she couldn't be in the world without him. Yet, we know by sacred tradition that she lived for 16 years beyond that. 16 years in Ephesus with St. John, who was the beloved disciple who Jesus entrusted her to at that moment at the foot of the cross. Her suffering without Jesus was more than you and I could ever imagine. It's the greatest of all human sufferings. Greatest of all human sufferings. Jesus suffered more on the cross, that's true. But he's also a divine person. Mary suffered more than any other human person ever imaginable. She was free from all sin, and yet she suffered so much more. So when we think about in our own lives, that why do we suffer? What's going on? Why do we experience suffering? Well, the Blessed Virgin Mary suffered greater than any of us, and she never sinned. And you and I don't have that excuse. We suffer our sins, but we also suffer like her as a result of the sins of others who are around. And so she suffered because of my sins. She suffered because of your sins. It's because my sins and your sins that her son had to be crucified. So what tradition teaches us is the Blessed Virgin Mary, that when she was giving birth, she experienced no pain. Wouldn't that be great? No pain. Why? Because she wasn't a part of the curse of Adam and Eve. She was preserved from that sin, preserved from that curse. And so we know that since Mary wasn't subject to that, that she had a painless birth. So at the Incarnation, the Blessed Virgin Mary had no suffering. But when she became the mother of the Universal Church, when she became your mother and my mother, she experienced the greatest suffering imaginable. So to give birth to the perfect Son, she had no suffering. But to give birth to you and me, to take that motherhood of you and me, she had to experience the greatest suffering of all, and she willingly experienced that for you and me. She willingly took it on, and this is how dearly you and I are loved by Our Lady of Sorrows. Take that to heart this day. We don't know why we suffer in our lives because we don't have personal revelation from God as to what's going on. We go through this life, and we experience sufferings, and we don't know why. But we know why Mary suffered. Why did Mary suffer? We know why Mary suffered because of the prophecy of Simeon. See, this prophecy of Simeon tells us why. We don't see it. We don't pay attention to actually what she says right there, actually what Blessed Simeon says to us. Remember, I began with those words, this very homily. She said what? She said, Simeon said, "My own soul, your own soul, a sword shall pierce." But then it tells us why. He says why that piercing must occur, why that suffering must occur. Why does he say? "Your own soul, a sword shall pierce, so that the secret thoughts of many may be revealed." What does that mean? You don't know. Whose secret thoughts? Whose thoughts? What does it mean? It's not talking about the thoughts of Jesus are going to be made known, or the secret thoughts of even the Blessed Virgin Mary would be known, but so that the thoughts of many, who is that that's you and me? It's talking about our secret thoughts. It's not just talking about at the end of time when everything is revealed and we all have that final judgment that occurs when all of history is played forward so that you and I can see every act all played forward so we can know how great God's salvation is. That's not what it's talking about. It's not just talking about the secret sins that you and I can commit that they're going to be revealed before everybody. What it's talking about is just talking about the secret sins that you and I commit that are unknown to us. Those sins that are hidden from you and me, the knowledge of why we fall into sins. That's what it's talking about. It's talking about that. Remember St. Paul, when he's talking in the second letter of Corinthians, he's saying, "O wicked man that I am, I keep falling into sins and I don't know why. I keep doing those things that I don't want to do, and those things that I want to do, I can't seem to accomplish. O wicked man that I am, why? Who will deliver me?" Each of us say that. Each and every time we enter into the confessional and say, "I don't know why I keep falling into these sins." But you see, Our Lady's sorrows, they make known to us the secret things that are hidden in our own hearts. You see, the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, or rather, devotion to the Our Lady of Sorrows, that's what gives you and I the grace to have the knowledge of those motivations which are hidden to us. Why do I keep falling into those sins? Look, as your priest, I don't know. But Our Lady knows. Our Lady knows. It's through her suffering, she won for us the grace there at the foot of the cross to discover them for us. And guess what? She's a good mother. She wants you and I to be just like her, to be holy. And so she willingly accepted those swords to pierce her own heart so that she could reveal to us those sins. See, the devotion of the seven sorrows of Our Lady is a devotion which has been around since ancient times in the church. We have evidence of the devotion at least through the Servites at the 1200s. There at the 1200s is when we find the first knowledge of the devotion to the seven sorrows of Our Lady, because that's when we see the devotion of the rosary, the seven sorrows of Our Lady. Sometimes people will come up to me in the church and they say, "Hey, Father, I've got this weird rosary that's coming out here. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's missing a bunch of beads. What am I supposed to do with this?" They show it to me and it says seven beads and then one bead and seven beads and then one bead. And it's got like all these extra things. It's got way too many Our Fathers that you got to say there. What's wrong with it? The reason is because that's the devotion to Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows. That's the rosary of Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows. It's different than a five-decade rosary. The five-decade rosary is, you know, we got the 10 fingers, we got the 10 Hail Marys, we got the Our Father between them all. We have the three sets of mysteries plus the one that St. John Paul II gave for us to make four. We have those things, we pray them every day, and we have the different mysteries that we go, but the mysteries of the Seven Sorrows are different. What they are, they're 7 decades, with only 7 Hail Marys in between. And in each decade, we're supposed to go through one of the seven sorrows. What are the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary? And to pray them, the devotion isn't something that's prayed every day. It's supposed to be prayed on Tuesdays and Fridays, the same days that we do on the seven do the sorrowful mysteries. But it's supposed to be prayed in addition to the normal rosary. Not to be prayed in exclusion to, but in addition to. Do you know what those seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary are? The first one is the prophecy of Simeon. Prophecy of Simeon, when he says that sword will pierce, that begins it all. The second one is when they have to fly into Egypt. Take flight into Egypt, fearing Herod who wants to kill her son. The third is the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, the sorrow that she experienced there. The fourth is the meeting of Jesus and Mary on the way to the cross, when those two converge, as we know in that the fourth station of the cross. Then we have Our Lady's sorrow at the foot of the cross. Then Our Lady's sorrow, which is depicted behind us at the Pietà, when she finally receives the body of our Blessed Lord, her own son, into her arms. And the last sorrow is when she finally has to bury her son in that stone-cold tomb. You see the stone rolled over the entrance of the tomb. Those are the seven sorrows of Our Lady, and those are the devotions that we're supposed to take. And as we know, when Our Lady appears, when she gives us a devotion, she always gives us promises. If you do this devotion, here are the graces you can expect from me. If you pray the seven sorrows of Our Lady on Tuesdays and Fridays, in addition to the Holy Rosary that you pray each and every day, she promises this. There are 7 of them. I'm just going to give you one of them that really subsumes everything. She says that she will give each of those who do it a hidden knowledge to us of why it is that we commit our sins. The knowledge of why we fall into those sins, but also the strength to overcome them. The strength to say no to those sins. That she will get us the graces for them that we needed. And she earned them for us there at the foot of the cross. We need to pray the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you're in that position and you come up and you say, "Father, look, I keep falling into sins and I don't know why. Why do I keep falling into these sins?" Father's going to tell you, "I don't know, because I don't know. But the Blessed Virgin Mary does know. He's going to turn you to her. He's going to say, sit with her in the seven sorrows. Pray this devotion, and Our Lady will reveal to you the reason why. But she'll also give you the grace to overcome them. Take up the seven sorrows of Our Lady. Don't just come here once a year to think about Our Lady and her seven sorrows, but rather carry those sorrows. She experienced those sorrows for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.